This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Brukhim Abam. So, Malin B'Kodesh V'Ein Moriden. We're on a higher floor today. Parshas Lech Lecha. Before we begin, we want to thank Dr. Zakheim U'Mishpachta for sponsoring the Shurim on Sefer Bereishis. Le'iloi Nishmas, Rav Shloime Eliezer ben Harav Yaakov Zakheim, and Le'iloi Nishmas, Dr. Zakheim's mother, Aleha Shalom Rivka Bas Tuvia, the Neshama Shavna Aliyah, Shadei Shavim Litzah Yesharim, for their whole family, for good health, Besuris Tovah, Simchas Anachas, Adbi Eskoyel Tzedek. Also, tonight's shiur is sponsored anonymously by a good friend of mine, so we're Mavarech, this anonymous individual, with Bracha V'Hatzlacha, Adbi Eskoyel Tzedek. And we have very good news. Baruch Hashem, the Sefer on Bereishis is out. It was Yatsa La'ar. After many obstacles, ikuvim, circuitous routes over the seas, the Atlantic Ocean, COVID pandemic, and now it's here. If anybody would like it, it's available after the shiur. Or you could go to rabbidg.com and you could order it with free shipping. I want to thank my friend Isaac for arranging the orders. And away we go. Parshas Lech Lecha. Okay, we have a very interesting subject tonight. I know everybody thinks, Lech Lecha, what are we going to learn on Lech Lecha that I never knew before? You know, I know everything there is to know about Lech Lecha. Avram Avinu, he was an old man. God told him, go. And he went. Go east, my son. And yeah, Avram Avinu went. Here are a bunch of questions. Question number one. Vayelech Avram. Avram went. Kasher diber lev Hashem. Vayelech itoy loit. Loit went with him. And how old was Avram? Avram ben chomesh shem shem says 175. Who went with Avram? Sarah? No, Sarah didn't go. Oig melech Habashan? He's not part of this entourage. Who's going with Avram? Only Loit. Where's Sarah? I don't know. She wasn't invited. I don't know. I guess God said, Lech Lecha, you go, Sarah. Then the next pasuk, Vayikach Avram as Sarai Yishtoi, V'yes Loit ben Achiv, Avram took Sarai, and he took Loit, V'yes Kol Ruch Hashem. So two questions over here. Question number one is, if according to pasuk Dalit, Loit went with him, then why in pasuk Hey is Avram taking Loit? Why would you need to take Loit if Loit's already going with him? Just said pasuk Dalit, Loit went with him. The Loit went, otherwise, what's he taking him for? You don't have to take someone who's going with you. And question number two is, did Sarah go with Avram or did she not? Why in the first pasuk she's not there? Second pasuk, Sarah's there. What happened? Oh, when Sarah saw Loit was going, she didn't want to be left behind. What's going on over here? Those are two questions. Question number three. Very interesting question. Hashem tells Avram, Lech Lecha, go for you. This is going to be good for you. This is going to be for your benefit. For your hana, for your pleasure, and for your toiva. There you will be great, but here you can't have children. So Rashi's saying that in Chutz La'aretz, Abraham cannot have children, only in Eretz Yisrael. He cannot have children in Chutz La'aretz. And then the next Rashi seems to contradict himself. Because Rashi says, I'll make you a great nation. Rashi says, travel diminishes three things. It diminishes children, and it diminishes money, right? Diminishes money. When you're at home, you go to the tap, you have a cup of water. When you're on the road, you go to the store, it's $1.75. Can I have a cup? Yeah, that's another 50 cents. Then plus tax. By the time, and then you need a sandwich. By the time you're through, your little lunch is $27.99. It's very expensive to travel. And then you give your credit card, and there's an international charge, and then a charge from the credit card company on top of the international charge, and then an interest charge because you forgot to pay. It's very expensive to travel. So Rashi says traveling diminishes three things. One of them is children. So Hashem says, don't worry, Avram. By traveling, your children won't be diminished. What? Rashi just said a second ago that in Chutz La'aretz, he can't have children, and in Eretz Yisrael, he can. Which means had he not gone, he would have had no children, and going is what brings him children. Meaning, if he would have stayed, it would have been impossible for him to have children. So what's Rashi saying? Traveling diminishes children. Traveling doesn't diminish children. If he doesn't travel, he's not going to have any children. Just the opposite. If he stays home, he won't have children. So first Rashi says, if Avram would have stayed home, he would have had no children. Then Rashi says, if he would travel, normally traveling diminishes children. When traveling diminishes, Avram's not capable of having children. So you know who asked this question? Rabbi Eliyahu Mizrahi. One of the great commentaries on Rashi is called the Super Commentary. A commentary on a commentary is called the Super Commentary. And Rabbi Mizrahi asks, the first two Rashis in Lech Lecha that everybody knows contradict each other. You learned these Rashis 1,000 times, you never realize these two Rashis contradict each other. First Rashi says, Khan over here, you cannot have children, meaning you need to go to have children. Then Rashi says, going diminishes children. When Rashi just said going was the only way he could have children. So the Mizrahi, Rabbi Eliyahu Mizrahi, asks this question. I think the Mizrahi is buried in Turkey, actually. Rabbi Eliyahu Mizrahi. And he's one of the great commentaries on Rashi. And he says the two comments of Rashi are contradictory. So he says the way you read Rashi is, first Rashi comments that if Avram would not have left, he would have not had children. Bereshis Rabbah disagrees, and Bereshis Rabbah says no, that traveling diminishes children. In other words, says the Mizrahi, in fact the two comments of Rashi argue, and they're soicer each other. Now, is that logical? That the first two comments of Rashi contradict each other. And so I want to welcome, I have a very dear friend, Rabbi Yaakov Klein from Williamsburg. And he gave me a sefer a little bit ago. How long ago? Like a year and a half ago? Last year. The sefer is called Or Mufla. And it's a likut of Chidushim Neflaim Hamasukim Midvash V'Noifes Sufim from Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rabbi Yoel Teitelbaum, for the Satmar Rebbe. So, you know, you can read the Divrei Yoel, and there's a ton of information, and it's hard to, you know, pluck out all the nuggets. There are many, many beautiful nuggets. So this Sefer plucks out, like, some of the highlight nuggets of the Divrei Yoel. So I was looking at it, I think, last year, Lech Lecha, or maybe a little bit after Lech Lecha. And on Parshas Lech Lecha, I saw there were very geshmak azachin. So I said, you know what? Next year, Lech Lecha, I'm going to use the Or Mufla to give a shir. And a ness happened. The ness was I remembered to actually give the shir on the thing that I saw last Lech Lecha. Because, for instance, I had another thing on my desk, a sefer of Reb Chaim Knievsky of Skulois for Children. And I had in mind, okay, when Kiseitse comes, I should give a shir on that subject. And the problem is the pile got a little too high. So maybe next year, Kiseitse. But this had the Siyata Deshmaya. So I called Yaakov and said, you know, this tonight's shir is going to be from your sefer, so you have to come. But I didn't want to just, I had to look everything up. So I was able to locate the Chidushim from the original source, but only with the help of the sefer Or Mufla. And the Satmar Rebbe basically asks, is that really the best approach to take to say that the first two Rashis in the Parsha contradict each other? That first Rashi is saying that if Avraham Avinu would stay, he would not be zoicha to children. He has to leave to have children. And then Rashi says, traveling diminishes children. Furthermore, asks the Satmar Rebbe, if Rashi says that traveling diminishes children, that implies Avraham is capable of having children and travel would have affected it. Is Avraham Avinu capable of having children? Chazal say Avraham Avinu was an akar. He was impotent. He couldn't have children. Chazal say he was toichen ve'enoi poilet. Avraham Avinu could not physically have children. So what does Rashi mean? Traveling diminishes fertility. Diminishes fertility. Avraham Avinu was infertile. So why would Rashi say traveling diminishes fertility? What? So you say, well, obviously Avraham was not akar because he had Yishmael. We'll address that as well. Right? Because that, good question. In other words, on the one hand, Chazal say that Avraham was toichem enopot. So you maybe say, but maybe later on. In other words, how old was Avraham when Yishmael was born?
He was 13 at the, by the time they had the bris. So I don't know.
He was 13 at the birth, so he was 87 years old when Yishmael was born. So you say, then he was fertile. At 87, he was fertile, but later, when he got really old, that's when he became. I mean, Pashtus is someone who's an Akar is an Akar. So then how did he have Yishmael? I think we'll be able to address that as well. But let's keep that on the table. Next question. So we have four questions. Number one, the two Rashis are soister each other. Number two, why would Avraham, if Lot went with him, why did Avraham have to take Lot? Did Sarah come with Avraham? Did Sarah not come with Avraham? And furthermore, why does Rashi say traveling diminishes children if Avraham was completely infertile? Number five, did Abraham have money or did he not have money? Did Avraham Avinu have money? Rechush gadol. That was when we left Egypt. And then Paro gave him money. Avram hitiv ba'avura, right? Va'avram kaved ma'id. He was very wealthy. Now, what a chazal. So look at number seven. On the way out of Egypt, va'yelech lemasa'av, he went on his travels, minege v'yad Beisel, from the south to Beisel, ad ha'mokom asher ha'yisham ala v'atchila, to the place that his tent was in the beginning, bein Beisel v'ein ha'ay. He went back. Says Rashi, what does it mean he went back? That he slept in the same Holiday Inns that he slept on the way down. On the way down, he slept in Holiday Inn of Beersheba, Holiday Inn of Eilat, Holiday Inn of the Nile, Holiday Inn of Cairo, Holiday Inn of I don't know what, right? Then on the way back, he went Holiday Inn of Cairo, Holiday Inn to the Nile. He slept in the same Holiday Inns. Why? You don't change your achsanya, because then people are going to say, oh, why didn't he stay in that? What's wrong with that Holiday Inn? They don't have good towels over there, people are going to say. They don't give out enough shampoos. And so it's going to bring a bad report about the place that you stayed. So if you go to a city and you stay in someone's house, then you should continue to stay in that house. Davar acher b'chazarosoi para hakafos. On the way back, he paid off his debts. What does that imply? He didn't have money. What kind of debts? What kind of debts? When he stayed in Holiday Inn of Eilat, he had nothing to pay. When he stayed in Holiday Inn of the Nile, on the Nile, right? You could go onto the balcony and you could see crocodiles, right? And Avraham Avinu, he came down in the morning. They gave him continental breakfast and he said, you know, I'll pay on the way back. With what? Don't worry, Pharaoh will give me he'll give me some jewels. So it's mashma that Avraham Avinu had no money. What do you mean he had no money? First of all, Rashi says, oh, don't worry, v'yeschol agoy gadol, travel diminishes money. That implies Avraham Avinu had money, and travel diminishes it. So Hashem says, don't worry, travel won't diminish your money. So if Avraham Avinu was vouchsafed, travel won't diminish his money, why did he have debt? Plus, the pasuk says, v'yes ha'nefesh asher osu b'charan. What's Pashup Shan in that? Look at number 6. Rashi says, V'yas ha-nefesh asher osu b'charon. That refers to his avodim and shvachos. Why do Jewish people have cleaning help? It's Masi Avos, Simon Labanim, Avraham Avinu. Had avodim, shvachos. It's Masi, that's what we have. The first thing, we don't know anything about Avraham Avinu. It doesn't say he's a tzaddik. Doesn't say he's a Baal Chesed. Doesn't say anything. We don't know him from Adam. All we know is he has cleaning ladies. Avodim, shvachos. That's the first thing. Torah says the first thing you need to know about Avraham is es ha-nefesh asher asu b'charon. He had household help. It's a real Yiddish shtib. So that means he had money. So he had money. Why did he have debt? Question number 6. Vayikach Avram, es Sarai Ishtoi, v'es Loi Ben Achiv, v'es Kol Ruchusham Asher Ochashu, v'es Hanev Jehoz Ucharan, v'yitzu, v'yavoyu Arzu Kanan. Now, take a look in Pasuk Dalet for a moment. V'yilech Avram Kashadibra Lav Hashem, v'yichi Toilet, v'Avram Ben Chavishon, b'tseisoi, he was 75 when? When he left? Charan. Really? No kidding. I didn't know he left Charan. Where do you think he was? Why does it have to say when he left Charan? The last pasuk of Parshas Noach is Terach took Avram and Lot and Sarai and they left or Kazdim and they came to Charan. So last destination they were at is Charan. So why does the Torah have to say Avram was 75 when he left Charan? Of course he left Charan. Where else did he leave? It's repetition. We just had that in the pasuk before. And here's the $1 million question. I wasn't sure how I was going to present this, but we're gonna give you a little clue. This is question number 6, and is already the beginning of the answer. Abraham was 75 years old when he left Haran. That's the beginning of the parsha. We go to the end of the parsha, and what happened in parshas Lech Lecha? First, Avraham Avinu, he's makariv tens of thousands of people. Then he leaves Eretz Yisrael. And then Hashem says, go to Eretz Yisrael, it will be great. He gets there, there's not a morsel of food. There's famine. So you can imagine, God says, go to Eretz Yisrael, everything's going to have a lot of money, you're going to have a lot of food. He gets there, no food to eat. So he has to leave immediately. Where does he go? He goes to Egypt. God said, you know, you're going to go to Israel, everything's going to be great. He goes to Egypt, Sarah's kidnapped. But then everything ends well. God smites Paroi. And Avram leaves with great wealth, and he goes back, and he pays off his debts. Then he has a little money, his nephew has money, and the nephew is grazing his cattle on other people's fields, and Avram Avinu is not happy with that, so he says, basically, I go to the right, you go to the left, we got to split up. By the way, it's a very interesting balaturim over there. The Soifei Tevois of Vayiparadu Ish Me'al Achiv Ve'Avram. Ish ends in a shim. Me'al ends in a lamed. Achiv ends in a vav. Ve'avram ends in a mem. Soifei tevois, shalom. Says the Baal Turim, sometimes to make peace, you need to separate. It's not always possible to make peace when it's sheves achim gam yachad. Sometimes the only way to make peace is separation. Very interesting Baal Turim. They made shalom how? But, okay. So then Lot separates, he goes to Sodom, and he gets kidnapped. And Avraham goes, and Avraham, he hears that he gets kidnapped by the four world superpowers. Avraham says, no problem. He takes one guy with him, he knocks them all off, and he says, Lot, don't do that again, you know? Then, all of a sudden, now, where is Avraham? He's in the land of Israel. Then he lies down, and he has a nevuah. And God says, check out this land, I'm going to give it to you and your children. Avram says, children? Bamoida, I'm going to have children and I'm going to have Eretz Yisrael. Hashem says, okay, this is the big day you've been waiting for. It's the Bris Bein Habasarim. And Hashem promises that your children will be in a land that doesn't belong to them for 400 years. And of course, we know we were in Mitzrayim for 210 years. So where does the 400 years come? From the birth of Yitzchak. How old was Avraham by the birth of Yitzchak? Mi Milel LaAvraham Milel, 100 years old. So from the birth of Yitzchak, we were in Egypt 400 years. But God said, you're going to be in Mitzrayim 430 years. So from the Bris Bein HaBesarim, you count 430 years. So how old was Avraham at the Bris Bein HaBesarim? 70. So you hear this story? Parshas Lech Lecha says Avraham was 75 when he left Haran. And you read in the Parsha all kinds of narratives. He goes down to Egypt and then Lot is kidnapped and Lot is captured and Avraham has a dream. And how old is he's a dream? He's 70 years old. I got to get some of that stuff. Right? He starts off 75. He has a dream. I like a dream like that. Right? It must be. It's out of order. The Bris Bein HaBesarim happened 5 years. But here's the problem. But Avraham Avinu didn't go to Eretz Yisrael until he's 75 years old. How did he get to lie in the land of Israel at age 70? You're right. The only way to explain the narrative of Parshas Lech Lecha is to say Ein Muktam Mocha B'Torah, that the Bris Bein HaBesarim took place when Avraham was 70. But the Parsha, so you say, it's out of order. First came the Bris Bein HaBesarim, and then Avraham left Chutz La'aretz to go to Eretz Yisrael. So how did he get there at age 70 if he didn't leave Haran until age 75? That's the question we have to deal with. That's what?
That's question number 10.
I don't know. It's it's a lot of questions, right? It's really the answer. Should we review the questions quickly? Well, at the end. Number one, why did Avraham have to take Lot if Lot went with him? Number two, did Sarah go or did Sarah not go? Number three, Rashi contradicts himself. First he says he can't have children in Chutz Aretz. Then Rashi says travel diminishes children. Then how could Rashi say travel diminishes children if Avraham was an Ukkar to begin with? Did Avraham, number five, have money or did he not have money? And number six, how old was he? He starts off at 75 when he leaves Haran to go to Eretz Yisrael. In the middle of the Parsha, he's 70. And the answer, of course, is always, we have to look at Masechta Yevamos. The Gemara says in Masechta Yevamos and Daf Samach Daled, if somebody's married for 10 years and doesn't have children, he should get divorced and give a ksuba. Why? Maybe it's not him. Maybe it's not her. He's not so going to have children from her. We don't do that bizman hazeh for various reasons. Says Gemara, even though there's no absolute proof to this, there's a hint to this. It says, 10 years after Avraham was in Canaan with Sarah, didn't have children, he took Hagar. So here we see, you give it 10 years. If 10 years, ain't happening. Says Gemara, we learn from here, living in Chutz Laretz doesn't count toward the shot clock. If you live in Chutz Laretz, you don't have kids, it doesn't count. So many Rishonim learn that means that if somebody lives in Chutz Laretz, then he can live with his wife for 200 years. If they don't have children, you never have to get divorced. Why? Because the reason they don't have children is not because she's infertile or he's infertile. It's because they're committing the grievous sin of living in New York. That's why they don't have kids. They should have moved to Eretz Yisrael. The Rush does not accept that shita. The Rush says that in Chutz Aretz, you're going to tell me there's a couple, and you're going to say they don't have to get divorced because maybe the reason they don't have children is because of the avera of living in Chutz Aretz. Says the Rush, out of 1,000 couples living in Chutz Aretz, 999 have children. You're going to blame the fact that they don't have children on living in Chutz Aretz? I mean, the statistics show that the sin of living in Chutz Aretz is not responsible for the lack of fertility. And the Rush says further, all the Amoraim that debate and discuss this halacha, they live in Bavel. It's not relevant to them. They're discussing what's relevant to their compadres living in Eretz Yisrael. Obviously, it's a halacha that's noigea even to Chutz Laretz. Therefore, says the Rosh, even in Chutz Laretz, after 10 years, the man should divorce and give a ksuba. Why by Avraham Avinu did the shot clock not count when he was in Chutz Laretz? Because Avraham Avinu did a terrible avera by living in Chutz Laretz. So what do you mean? But God told him to go. And he went. No, says the Rush. Look on the first wide line. God told him to go. He was lazy. He didn't go. You hear this, Rush? The Rush says Avram didn't go. God said go. He didn't go. And even after he came, he went back. God told him to go. He went. And then he didn't like it, so he went back to Haran. Says the Rush, how do I know he went back to Haran? Very simple. Because at the Bris Ben Habasarim, he was 70. And he wasn't 75. He wasn't until he left Haran. So clearly he went to Israel at age 70. That's when Lot was kidnapped. That's when the Bris Ben Habasarim was. At that point, Avraham left. Avraham said, wow, great place. I come here. Lot's kidnapped. I have to fight four kings. I'm out of here. And anyway, God promised me children and Eretz Yisrael, and I don't have to live here anymore. So Avraham left. And at age 75, God said, wait a second. Now, according to the Rush, and I'm presenting it this way because I want to show this is not a new chiddush that Avraham went twice. It's already in the Rush, and I'm going to show it even earlier. Avraham Avinu was told Lech Lecha at age 70. And he went. And he didn't like it, so he left. And God said at 75, get back! Get back there! Where are you going? So the Rush criticizes Avraham Avinu. The Rush says, first of all, he was lazy. He didn't go right away. He was nesatzel. And I know Dr. Philip asked when we were learning in Yavam, so wait, Avraham Avinu was lazy? But that's what the Rush says. Now the question is, where do we see that Avraham was nesatzel? Do we see in the psukim that Avraham was nesatzel? God told him to go and he went. Where do we see that? You'll see an amazing carbon nesano. Unbelievable.
Was that one of the 10
messianists? Yeah, sure.
But he passed all 10. So he did go.
So
he wasn't lazy.
99 is passing, 92 is passing, 73 is passing, 65 is passing.
But he passed.
But look at this is what the Rush says, nesatzel. I don't know who else says that, but that's the lashon of the Rush. Rav Asher Kadishi, the Maggid told the Beis of the Rush. Says the Rush, you know how I know? Because at the Bris Ben Abisarim, we count 430 years. When Yitzchak was born, we count 400 years. That means if Avraham was 100 when Yitzchak was born, Avraham was 70 at the Bris Ben Abisarim. That means the Bris Ben Abisarim was after Vayomer Hashem el Avraham Lech Lecha. So what happened was Avraham was told to go at age 70. He went. He left. God said, get back there. Now, how does the Rush know that Avraham was Nisatzel? Comes the Karben Nisanel. Now, you know the Karben Nisanel is a parish on the Rush that is on Seder Moyed and Seder Nashim. And I got a hold of a picture of the Karben Nisanel. It's Oyem Benayra. Karben Nisanel lived very early, 1687 to 1769. He was a Yosaim. His mother put him on a wagon, and he was adopted by his uncle. Then he went to learn by Rabbi Avram Broida, and he followed Rabbi Avram Broida. Then he went to Prague. In Prague, he had thousands of Talmidim, and he didn't have a real job. He was an assistant rabbi. So can you imagine? He had thousands of Talmidim. He didn't have a source of income. Maria Theresa, in 1744, exiled all the Jews of Prague and Bohemia, including his kehila. But that was the best thing that ever happened to him, because then he was relocated and he became the Rav in Karlsruhe, and he was the Rav there for 20 years. He has a great hat, the Karben Nisanel. If you wanted to know, the American revolutionaries, where this is the... The Karben Nisanel, it's a very chashuv kever. You know, a lot of people go to his kever in Germany. You know, in Karlsruhe, he wrote many perushim. He wrote Nesiv HaChaim, he wrote Toras Nisanel, Shalsu Tshuvas, and Drashas Ala Torah, Minchas Nisanel, perushim on Shas. And he says, you know how we know Avraham was Nisatzel? Of a careful examination of the psukim. Vayelech Avram kasher diber lav Hashem. Avraham went, Vayelech itoilot. Sarah? No. Avraham Avinu said, I'll be right back. Let me see if this is a good place. Avraham Avinu went on a trial run. He went to scout it out. He said, Sarah, you stay here. Sarah said, you need a suitcase? Nah, I pack light. I just take a carry along. He said, Loit, you stay home. Loit said, no, Vayelechi toilet. Loit went with him. Avram, why do you need a trial run? You need to check out? God told you to go. So bring Sarah, bring the whole family, and you'll find the place when you get there. The Karben Nisanel says, the Rush reads the psukim that why did Avraham need a trial run? He should have jumped right in with his whole mishpacha. Avraham, according to the Rush, was nesatzel. Then Avraham Avinu said, you know what? This is not a good place to live. And he left. He left Haran. He left Eretz Yisrael after the Bris Ben Abisarim. And then God said, get back, lech lecha. And the second time, he took Loit, and he took his possessions, and he took Sarai. Sarai did not come round one. Sarai apparently did not come round one. Which means, by the way, that if Sarah was abducted by Paroi, that must have been round two. Which means that when Loit was kidnapped, which happened right before the Bris Ben Abisarim, that was round one. In other words, if you want to know what's in Muktam Ma'uchar, Avraham going down to Mitzrayim with Sarai, that was round two. And Lloyd getting kidnapped, that was round one. Very interesting. What? Yeah, right. Now, say, really? Is this the Rush? The Rush made this up, that this is the Rush's Chiddush, that Avraham Avinu went twice to Mitzrayim? First of all, there's a Sefer of Drush, Hanoisein Imre Shefer, one of the very earliest Sefer Drush you see over here, you can barely read it. He wants to say that when God told Avraham, Lech Lecha, God said, just you. So what about my family? No! You leave without Sarai. Nobody, just you. You go all by yourself. And Lloyd tagged along. Lloyd was not commanded to come. And once Lloyd tagged along, so Avraham Avinu didn't want to throw him away. He didn't want, once he came, Tachas Kamfei Hashchina, so he let him come.
The pasuk says, Kasher Dibur Elo
Hashem. Vayikach Avraham, Vayilech Kasher Dibur Hashem. Finished. And then Vayilchi Toilet. Now, listen to this Malbim. The pasuk says, "Umoishav b'nei Yisrael asher yashvu b'Mitzrayim shloishim shana v'arba me'er shana." How long were we in Mitzrayim? 430 years, and everybody struggles. Well, what's 430 years? How do you calculate? Even 400 years, it's impossible to explain. So, 400 years, Rashi says, is from the birth of Yitzchak. But how do you get 430? So, Rashi says from the bris bein habesarim. Okay, very nice. But the pasuk says they were in Egypt for 430 years. They weren't even in Egypt half the time. They were in Mitzrayim only 210 years. So how does it help to say we're going to start counting from the bris bein habesarim? That doesn't answer the question. The question is, how could it say that they were in Mitzrayim 430 years? They weren't in Mitzrayim 430 years. You could count 430 years from the bris bein habesarim, but that's not Mitzrayim. So listen to this Malbim. The Malbim says it doesn't say Klal Yisrael lived in Mitzrayim 430 years. It says Umoishav b'nei Yisrael asher yashvu b'Mitzrayim. The settlement of the Jewish people. What does that mean? Question. The Catskills, yeah? Is that a Jewish settlement or is that not a Jewish settlement? Yeah. Yeah, but they're only there 6 weeks a year. And then in the middle of the summer, they come back for 10 days. So the whole year, they're there. So it's a Jewish settlement. The answer is, Jews have homes there. They go there for a few weeks. So the whole year, the word Moishav does not mean time. It means place. Like Moishav Bate Arei Choyma. The residence of a walled city. You don't have to live. You don't have to actually be living there. It's a settlement. Now, when was Mitzrayim settled? When was Egypt settled? Listen to this chiddush. At the bris bein habesarim, when God told Abraham, your children will be in a foreign land for 400 years, at that point in time, they started to build the land of Goshen. And what was it built for? It was built as a Jewish city. The land of Goshen was built at the time of the bris bein habesarim. 5 years later, Avraham went to Eretz Yisrael with Sarai, and he went to Mitzrayim. Where do you think Avraham lived in Mitzrayim? Probably lived in Goshen. So when Yaakov goes down to Mitzrayim, where do you think Yaakov's going to live? He's going to live in Avraham's city. And then the Jewish people live there. So Goshen was a Moishav B'nei Yisrael for 430 years, says the Malbim. So the fact that the Torah says Moishav B'nei Yisrael, that means that Avraham Avinu already resided there and went there at the Bris Bein Habesarim, which was at age 70, again working with this whole approach that Avraham Avinu went to Eretz Yisrael twice, once at age 70 and once at age 75. By the way, it's earlier than the Rush. It's earlier than the Malbim. If you look at number 18, Seder Olam Rabbah, which is a Braisa, you know, Seder Olam Rabbah is a Braisa quoted by Rashi. He says explicitly, Avraham Avinu at the Bris Bein Habesarim was 70 years old. Like it says, at the end of 430 years, we left Mitzrayim. And then after God spoke to him, he left Haran. And he went back to Haran for 5 years. And Avraham was 75 when he left Haran. It's black and white. We don't need any chidushim here. By the way, the Medrash says, look at number 17, Lech Lecha, double Lashon, leave twice. Aram Avinu went the first time. He left Aram Naharaim and Aram Nachar. And then after the Bris Menah Masorim, he went back to Haran, and God said, get back there. So let's answer the last question first. And the last question is, on the beginning of the parsha, Avram is 75 years old, but later in the parsha, he's 70. Says Tosfos, that's right, you just have to know what the Seder Olam Rabba says. And that is, Vitzarech Loimar, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines, and number 19, Sheshtei Yitzioi Sayu. There were two leavings. Bepam Rishono, he was 70, and Lot went with him, and Lot was kidnapped, and Avram conquered the Malachim. And listen to what Tosfos says. Listen to how Tosfos learns a Rashi. What are the opening words of the Bris Bein HaBesarim? Achar hadvorim ha'ela. Ve'elekim dibra Avram. Ve'emrav al tira Avram. Anoichi mogein loch schorcha harbimio. It says Rashi, Avram Avinu, after the War of the Four Kings, Avram Avinu was very worried. He said, maybe I killed people. I lost all my schar. Hashem said, don't worry. So Rashi says, listen, whenever it says achar, it means immediately after. It says Tosfos, that means the Bris Bein HaBesarim happened immediately after the war against the four kings. And if the Bris Bein HaBesarim happened when Avram was 70, that means the war of the four kings happened when Avram was 70. That means the war of the four kings and Lot's kidnapping happened 5 years before the beginning of the parasha of Lech Lecha. So now that we know the storyline, that basically the parsha is backward. And the way the Karben Nisano reads the pasuk, let's go back to the opening pasukim. Vayelech Avram kasher diber elav Hashem, vayelech itoy loit. How old was Avraham in the beginning of pasuk Daled?
70.
V'Avram ben chomei shem shem v'tzeiz mecharon is 5 years later, the second time he left. That's how the Karben Nisano reads the Pasuk. And when he was 75, he took Lot and he took Sarai. So Avraham Avinu left twice. After the first time he left, Lot was kidnapped. God said, don't worry. And God promised him children. So when he went back to Haran, he wasn't an Akar anymore. He was fertile. So, now here's where the Satmar Rebbe. Because he had already gotten the promise of the Bris Bein HaBesarim that he's going to inherit Eretz Yisrael and he's going to have descendants.
Well, because he was in Eretz Yisrael.
And he went back to Eretz Yisrael, maybe there's chus of being there. But when he was there, God said, you're going to have kids, right? And maybe, right? Maybe God said it, right? Like the Gemara says that, So, we give a big yashukach to Rabbi Yaakov Klein. He pointed out in his beautiful Sefer a number of very important chidushim that we could advance based on these ideas of the Seder Olam and the Medrash and Tosfos and the Das Akenim. We could go back and answer the Sira and Rashi's. Rashi starts off, God says, Lech Lecha, you can't have kids over here, only in Eretz Yisrael. That's true. That was before he left the first time. Before Avram ever left, God said to him, get out of here, because you'll never have kids over here. Over here, you're an Akar. Then Avraham left, and he came back. And now the second time, Hashem says, well, now that you're capable of having children, you should know that your fertility could be diminished by travel. I give you a bracha that you won't have a diminished fertility by traveling. It's not a stira, it's addressing two different leavings. The first pasuk, Lech Lecha, is before he left the first time. V'yeschal l'goy gadol is before he left the second time. And it could be it's merumas. The Riyal says, Lech Lecha, there are two leavings, there are two goings. In fact, by the way, the Medrash says that, number 17, Lech Lecha, two leavings, one Me'aram Narayim, Me'aram Nachar, and one Echad Shefricha, Mi'ben Abbasar, Be'avir Lecharan. Now let's talk about if Avraham had money or not. Now this one is not so pashat, because I don't think it works. It's an approach to the Satmar Rebbe, but I don't think it's consistent with the Karben Nisanel and Tosfos. We'll see if it works. did Abraham have money or not? First time he left, he didn't have money. The first time he left, who was kidnapped? Lot was kidnapped.
Wasn't Lot kidnapped because as a ransom from
Lot was kidnapped. Why was Lot kidnapped?
As a ransom to get money to redeem him, no?
Yeah, okay. I'm gonna say a 3-minute amazing chiddush. I didn't have a chance to say this yet this week. Well, who kidnapped Lot? Kedar La'omer, and I'm Raphael. I'm Raphael's Nimrod. Why did he want Lot? So we said this week a very amazing mahach, Rav Avadya Yosef, and others say it as well. Nimrod had an age-old battle with Abraham. Nimrod threw Abraham into the fire, and Nimrod was proven wrong. So Nimrod was basically a failure. His whole life he said he's God, and he throws Abraham into the fire, and God saves Abraham. And Nimrod has no way of ever getting back at Abraham. But the thing is, Lot looked exactly like Abraham. He was a spitting image. So Vayishma Avram ki nishba achiv, Avram heard that his brother was captured, the guy who looked exactly like him, and Nimrod was going to say, oh, you see, in the end I got my revenge on Avraham. He's going to parade this clone of Avraham and say, you see, I got back at him. So Nimrod getting involved in this whole mess was to capture Lot to prove Avraham wrong. I saw Rashi this week, unbelievable. Rashi says that the king of Sodom fell into a pit. And when Avraham passed by, the king of Sodom like elevated up. And if anyone ever doubted if Avraham was saved from Mor Kazdim and questioned whether a miracle like that happened, when they saw the Mel Sodom elevate out of the pit because Avraham came, that authenticated that miracle happened. So think about what happened. Nimrod captured Lot to try to get back at Avraham, to try to prove that Or Kazdim was a fluke and it never happened, and really he's superior over Avraham. And what happens? He gets involved, he kidnaps Lot, Avraham comes to the scene, he rescues the king of Sodom, and now through that rescue, everybody sees that in fact Or Kazdim happened. So Nimrod thought he was, you know, like bursting Or Kazdim, and through what he did, it verified, it authenticated Or Kazdim. That's how Ribbono Shel Olam works. That's, you know, Asher Heichen Loi, Loi Heichen. Okay, back to the ranch. Says the Satmar Rebbe number 22. When Avraham went down to when Avraham went to Eretz Yisrael the first time, he had no money. And that's why he had to pay his debts. But the second time he went with a lot of money. And he went with the Es HaNefesh Asher Asu B'Charan. And the second time Hitaka had a lot of money. But the first time he did not have a lot of money. Right? That's what the Rebbe says. But
didn't he get the money when he was in Mitzrayim? So
it's hard to understand that in what he says in number 22, that Avram Avinu did not have money the first time. But the second time he went, he had money. L'chaira, where did he get the money from? The Es HaNefesh Asher Asu B'Charan. When he saved Lot, he got it from what? He got it from the winning of the war? Did he get it from the war? Did he get it from Paroi? It's mashma that he paid off the debt when he returned from Mitzrayim. Now, when did he return from Mitzrayim? That was the second time. So does this work out? In other words, it says that Avram Avinu, the first time he went down, he didn't have money. But the second time he went, I'll let you think about it if it works out. But that's the approach. Did Avram Avinu have money? It depends. The first time he went down, he didn't have any money. That's why he had debt. But the second time he went down, he paid off his debt. L'chaira, he paid off his debt when he was on his way up, no, after going down to Mitzrayim. And that didn't happen until the second time. Okay. And then, bottom line is, this is very interesting, we asked, Why does the Pasuk have to say that Avram was 75 when he left Haran? Of course he left Haran. Where else did he leave? I mean, we know that's where he was. He was in Haran. Why does he have to say he was 75 when he left Haran? And why the first time it says Avraham went, and then it says he was 75 when he left Haran? The Sam Rebbe wants to know, is there any nafka mina between the first time Avraham left to go to Eretz Yisrael and the second time? One is he took his wife. L'chaira, the first time he went to Eretz Yisrael, he had in mind he's going to go back because he left Sarah there. So I'll tell you a nafka mina, and then I'll tell you the Reyo's nafka mina. What's the halacha? Somebody asked me today. They're going to, today it was Zayin Cheshvan. In Eretz Yisrael, you know what they started saying today? V'sein talumat elevacha. We're not saying, we don't say until December. Yeah? So a guy who goes to Eretz Yisrael today, does he say V'sein talumat elevacha? Interesting shayla, no? I believe Rav Shlomo Zalman says, he says, if you're going to be staying there until December 4th, then you start right away. If you're going to be back before December 4th, then you only say it in Shema Koileinu. So l'chor, that's the difference between the first time Avraham Avinu went and the second time. The first time he had in mind to come back. So he didn't say V'sein talumat elevracha until Shema Koileinu. The second time, he started right away on Zayin Cheshvan. Here's another nafkamina. This is what the Sam Rebbe says. Did Avraham Avinu kept the whole Torah? So he kept 2 days Yom Tov. Even in Eretz Yisrael. Even Eretz Yisrael, yeah, if he's coming back, a Jew of the diaspora who goes to Israel is coming back, he has to keep 2 days Yom Tov. So the first trip of Avraham Avinu when he went to Eretz Yisrael, he had to keep 2 days. The second time, he only kept 1 day. So then when did Avraham leave Haran? When he was 70 or when he was 75? The first time he left, but he didn't really leave. He's still halachically tied to Chutz La'aretz, having to keep 2 days Yom Tov, yeah? So that's why at age 70, Vayelech Avram, Avram just went, but he didn't leave Haran. You know when he left Haran? When he was 75. The Avram ben Chomei Shanim v'Shivim Shana B'tseisai Mecharan for good. That's why it says B'tseisai Mecharan. So I think this gives us a very different understanding of the parasha. Understand that the beginning of the parasha happened before the end of the beginning of the parasha happened after the end of the parasha. So first, what? I mean, how would the Ramban who says, yeah, I don't know. I mean, the Ramban agrees sometimes if it's explicit, it could be Ein Mukdim Mukhar. He just says if it's not explicit, then it has to be in order. So maybe he would have to say, this is explicit. We know he was 70 at the Bris Hamasarim. He's 75 when he left. So bottom line, storyline is, Avraham Avinu leaves the second time in the beginning of the parasha. He goes down to Mitzrayim with Sarai L'chaira the second time at age 75. The first time he went just with Lloyd. Lloyd got himself in hot water the first time. At age 70 was the Bris Bein Abasarim. And now you know, Lech Lecha, now you know why it's a double Lech Lecha. Avraham Avinu went to Eretz Yisrael twice. And the Rush says, how do we know he was Nisatzel? Because the first time he didn't take Sarai with him. He should have gone right away with all his possessions, all his belongings. And may HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us Siyata Deshmaya to see the great treasures that lay beneath the surface of all the Torah. Siyata Deshmaya. Shkoyach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.